The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
That dog's gonna straight dive to its death, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, and Doyle.
And no Tim.
Yeah, Tim's still not here. I sure sound like a real fart at first. And then it became something else.
Ready to go?
And we're live. That was disgusting.
Oh, whatever.
It was we are not fan that bad. Interacting.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 158 of Thinking Outside.
I said 8.
Of Thinking Outside the Long Box fan interaction episode.
Can you not do that ever again, please?
My name's Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
I probably never would have done it again if you wouldn't have asked me not to.
I know. Duh, that's the whole point. You've never seen him move before?
Do it before.
Oh.
I've seen him move.
I don't move very much, though.
Except for when he's trying to sell a car, bro.
Shut up. Just because I walk like a turtle doesn't mean you got to be a fucking dick face about it.
It's funny.
What was that, Sophia?
Wow. See why I'm a dick to him?
How's the car selling?
Don't encourage that.
How's the car selling going?
It's started slow this month again, but it'll pick up.
Not again. You sold 15 and a half last month.
No, but like last month in the first 2 weeks, I was at the same. I was at like 3 cars, and now I'm at like 3.5.
You made good money.
Yeah. It's not bad. I enjoy doing it. It's fun.
Yeah, bish. Psh,
psh, bish. Psh,
psh. Hey, little bish.
How goes the meat slanging?
Yeah, slang it.
You slang it.
It's the, slangable.
You better be there fucking next week, by the way. Hey, Bree, how are you?
I have no idea what people are smoking, because we got to a slow season. Everybody's getting their one Sunday off a month. Next Sunday is even our Sunday off, and they're all like, Thanksgiving's coming up. We're going to kill 2 Saturdays in a row. Nobody gets any days off for the next 3 weeks. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? Like,
it's stupid.
And it's been good for about a month now. And after that, they're going back to it till the end of the year. They're not supposed to kill again either. They're just like right around Thanksgiving.
Huh.
Which I don't know. So we'll just see.
You're taking it off. Why are we taking it off?
For the calendar, which we've talked about a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, but we should talk about it a little bit on the fan interaction for just a minute. Calendar's going well. Juan has been diligently organizing people, doing a great job.
It's not easy organizing people.
It does not seem like it.
Ree, you should have been in the calendar. There's 5 people watching. Holy
I think Ree lives in a different country.
I don't know. That doesn't mean they don't have pictures.
I know, but... Ree, tell us where you're from, because I've always been curious.
That seems really stalkerish.
No,
just... Ree, tell me where you live.
I didn't say that. I said where you're from, which is way less creepy.
Area code.
That's creepy. Me saying, Sophia, where are you from? And she says, oh, I'm from Greeley, Colorado. Not creepy.
Where do you
Sophia,
live, the spare key?
Where you live.
That's creepy.
They were both...
One.
Yes, you can have They were both a little creepy.
You know what's a little creepy? Your fucking face.
Ooh, get out of my house.
That's just weird.
7 people. Hey, 7, I don't know who you are. Tell us who you are if you're watching.
But the calendar's going very smoothly.
Yes.
We are getting ready to do the pictures.
In the next day or two, you'll know who all of the models are, hopefully.
Yeah.
We got a. Hopefully I'm getting a picture
for
you.
We're going to announce it?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Then keep a secret.
No, why? So that they know.
Keep it safe.
Hey, Frodo,
what
calm
movie
the fuck down.
Oh, I was like, what movie is that from?
Dystopian.
Dystopian? That's not dystopian.
No, Lord of the Rings is high fantasy,
I feel
sir.
Like that's utopian.
No, there's orcs and stuff.
Yeah.
Utopia is perfect society.
I feel
society.
Like the elves live in a utopia.
The elves do, yes.
Kind of. That one elf is, like, super creepy.
You know,
no,
maybe.
She just has a power from a ring.
No,
maybe
no, no.
Definitely
you gotta go into The Hobbit.
About this for, like, an hour.
Galadriel?
Yeah, what's his name's dad?
The guy from Rivendell?
No, no. The main elf, his dad. You got to get into The Hobbit to go to their
area. I've read The Hobbit. I don't remember what you're talking about.
No, the movie, though.
Oh, I don't remember. I haven't watched the movie.
I don't like movies.
I read The Hobbit, though.
I mean, yeah.
Wow, we went all the way down to one viewer.
Yeah, good job, Doyle.
Motherfuckers don't like Frodo. Hey.
He's all keep it secret, they didn't keep it keep safe. They're all bloop. I'm out.
Fuck that noise.
So, calendar is going well, yes. Though. When are we taking the photos again?
The 24th.
The 24th, and we are hoping to have everything ready to go so that you can purchase the calendar or at least pre-order the calendar in December.
I want to be able to at least pre-order the calendar the first week of December, even if it's not completed yet.
Yep.
Because
that way we can ship like at the end of December so that you'll have it in January.
Or a little bit. Yeah, towards the middle. Because we're going to go through them and it's going to be a lot of work. Because I'm guessing, what's 12 times 100? 1,200? Yeah. Okay. There's going to be at least probably that many pictures that I have to go through. Put a watermark on, make sure they're not shitty.
I do have a program for that,
though. So, but I mean, there's not only am I creating the calendar, but we've got to create all of these sets for these people.
Right.
And so it's going to take a little bit of time.
Why are we watermarking it?
Well, I don't know what you just said.
So why would you watermark them?
With your name, your photographer name, or Anna's name?
Oh, I thought she was actually giving them the photos.
She is. She is. But she's still going to watermark.
Wouldn't you want credit for your own work?
I don't know. I never liked watermarking my stuff when I was a photographer.
Oh,
I thought it looked weird.
All right. Well, it'll be just like in the corner. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, I have a program for it.
Yeah.
Why don't you give Petrie to Sophia to take over there, and then you can play with Petrie over there. I just don't want him to get dropped
over there, Hannah.
On camera. At least Hannah's small, dude.
Yeah.
I was holding, like, seriously, I think about a week ago, I had Petrie up here. I was starting to put her down, and she just fucking booted me in the face and jumped.
Sophia, clean that up.
I am.
Kids are destroying your house for no reason.
Always.
He has kids that always. Destroy
you have your own kids that ruin everything.
No, my kids don't ruin anything. Mm. Those motherfuckers know. I hit my kids. Just kidding.
I don't.
Go away. So, the last few episodes, just so you guys have a quick recap, we talked about our favorite dystopian fiction. We talked about Children of Men as our pop culture classic, and we talked about The Mandalorian. And then earlier, if you were watching when we were eating our Korean snacks, we talked quite a bit about Disney Plus. So if you have any thoughts on any of those things, feel free to let us know.
And we've been shitting on Tim.
Yeah, not too much. We just keep saying he's not here.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't want to shit on him because he's having trying times.
Yeah, but I feel like if we shit on him, and it's going to make him laugh.
That's true. Yeah. So fuck you, Tim. Yeah, exactly.
He's going to hear that and be like, ah.
I don't hope that you die.
Wow. But
that you become close to death.
Jesus.
What other kind of stuff have you guys watched?
I haven't been able to watch any shows this week. I've watched a lot of movies. Toy Story 4 I just watched the other day.
Yeah, you were telling me yesterday so at work funny. How sad it is, too.
It is sad. It is very sad. My wife was pretty mad at it for making her cry the whole time. But it was good. It was a good movie.
Watch that movie because he will cry at like the worst
Once parts. Andy grew up, I was over it.
Wow.
But Zombieland.
Zombieland was funny. I watched Zombieland.
I want to watch the new one.
That's the one we watched. So last night I took Ashton to go see Zombieland 2.
Lost in Space.
And right before we watched Zombieland
2. Hey, Chelsea.
I sat down with Sophia and Hannah and Mel and we watched Zombieland 1. So a lot of the little subtle inside jokes that come from Zombieland 1 show up in Zombieland 2. And I thought that was really funny. The most stressful moment in the movie is at the very end after the whole climax, right? When they're standing on the edge of the building, I'm so fucking petrified of heights and like people standing on the edge of stuff makes me so fucking nervous.
Hello, second listener, whoever you are.
That as I was watching it, all I could think was just step away from the edge of the building for the love of God. It was so stressful to watch. Just that part.
The Bill Murray at the end.
Oh, good, so huh? good.
So good. So good.
Don't ruin that.
Oh, I will. It's hilarious.
They threw it in. They found a way to put him in the movie that was really cool, even though he's dead in the universe. So it's funny. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it.
The movie also has... Is it a spoiler to talk about that?
The term? I don't think so.
So they meet a new character.
Because he knows he was killed.
Right, that's true. So they meet a new character, and she talks about, yeah, that guy totally got murried. And he goes, what's that? And she goes, well, I mean, it's when somebody that's dressed as a zombie gets killed by somebody else. Some asshole did that to Bill Murray. And he's like, oh, man, that's awful. She goes, if I ever find out who did that, I'm going to did him. He's all, yeah, me too. I mean, but you first, but me afterwards. Like, just all fucking awkward, like, oh, my God, I'm about to die right now. It's super, super funny.
How would they know how he got killed?
Because it's spread. It's like an urban legend. He even says that. He's all, I'm pretty sure that's an urban legend. She's like, nah, somebody killed Bill Murray.
It's a good movie.
It made me laugh.
The first one was great.
The second one's just as strong as the first one. I think,
like I said, it's right under, it's like number two, the first one on my funny zombie movies.
And the first, of course, being Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Because that...
I didn't like that movie when it first came out, but I rewatched it, and I enjoyed it more upon the rewatch, but I just didn't, wasn't a fan.
A lot of Shaun of the Dead is inside jokes about other zombie movies, and that's a big part of what makes that movie so funny.
I just giggle to myself all the time when I see someone with, like, red pin mark on their hand or their shirt, I'm like, you got red on you? They're like, what is that?
Go away. Just go to the Winchester, drink a couple pints, wait for this whole thing to blow over. Movie's great. Hot Fuzz is really funny, too.
It is really great, but it takes some dark turns.
Oh, yeah. The end of that movie is hardcore.
And the deaths are brutal.
Shit just got real. When the spire falls off of the chapel and just straight
pyramid heads the person. I'm like, ooh.
Always makes me laugh. How about you? What else have you watched this week? I know we talked about Mandalorian Children of Men. No, Hannah, get out of here. We're busy.
Shockingly, I gave Castle Rock a second go.
That is shocking.
And it became probably one of my favorite shows really quick, which is really weird.
Just the second season?
I was pretty, the first season just wasn't going anywhere. And then I was like, I'll watch one more episode. And then that episode had, like, a crazy-ass cliffhanger. I was like, oh, okay, I gotta watch the next episode. And then it snowballs. And then all the way through the second season, I'm like, this show's getting fucking amazing.
Huh.
Like, as all the little, nudges they've been doing to all the movies or all the books and stuff start to, fill in.
Oh, okay.
It's very good.
Because I know
it took way too long to get to it. And hopefully that doesn't hurt the series over
I'm sure it will.
They canceled it.
It's already in the second season.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the second season just started coming out. The second season is
straight amazing. Like, Pet Sematary shit's going on. People are being brought back to life.
Oh, that's cool.
It's getting crazy.
Nice.
Alternate dimensions.
I do like me an alternate dimension.
And time travel. Those are your things.
So, did you see any of it?
No. I haven't seen any of
it. I think you gave it a bad rap the first time.
I did, because I got
And then I was like, I got like five episodes.
I got like five episodes in, and I was like, and it's not bad. Those five episodes are like well acted, well written. They're just slow.
Yeah.
And they don't go anywhere. And then you get to the point to where you're like, there's an Alzheimer episode that's really well done, where you're like, you're experiencing multiple timelines. You don't even know exactly what's going on with the woman who has Alzheimer's.
Huh.
There's some crazy shit I could tell you, but I don't know if you're going to watch it or not.
I will. Like, now that you've recommended it, I definitely will.
It gets crazy.
Nice. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, because seeing might be the same character.
Seeing the trailer for the second season, re-intrigued me. Season looks killer.
The second season's amazing. Right from the very beginning. It's good.
Nice. I'll have to check it out then. So I caught up on Watchmen. I caught up with the fourth episode too.
The fourth episode?
Yeah, there's a fourth episode now.
I think I've watched them all four. I haven't watched them all, yeah.
That show is awesome.
It's so great.
I think part of the complaints that Juan had, and I told him this at work, are nipped in the bud in the third episode, where you don't really know what's going on. We start
to get some answers.
But they definitely, like, connect and start making those connections in the third episode.
They start giving you some answers, too.
Yeah, it is...
Subtly.
Subtly, but in a really cool way. Like, I just finished the fourth episode last night, and I fucking love it. Like, I'm really, really digging it. One thing that's been really cool is Ashton started watching it, so he got really curious about the book, obviously. He started reading it, and he's hitting me with all these ideas and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I haven't read that book in like 8 years, 10 years. So I picked up Watchmen again, started reading it on my lunch breaks. I had forgotten how much I fucking love that comic
book. It is a very good, very good graphic novel, I guess now.
Yeah, it's more of a novel.
I mean, I have the comics, so it was done in comic form.
But like, it's... As a collection with, like, the novels, the novel chapters at the end of the issues and stuff, it's just a stellar fucking book.
If you're into fiction at all, I think I'd be hard-pressed for why you wouldn't buy a copy of the graphic novel.
Yeah.
I mean, you can probably get it for $15 on Amazon, if not.
It's 100% worth reading.
Yeah.
Like, the copy that I have on the cover says that it's in the Time Magazine's top 100 novels of all time.
It's amazing.
Like, not graphic novels, but just novels. Yeah. So, he's fine.
Fuck that show. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you should definitely give the third episode a try.
I haven't even... Did I give the second? I did watch the second one,
You can read the graphic... I mean, I don't know, you can read the graphic novel a couple days too. Like, it's
you can give it a shot. Oh no, it's really good. I'm really enjoying the show. I can't wait for the next episode right now.
It is very good. Next episode should be out today.
Yeah.
Walking Dead's coming out today. I've really enjoyed this season so far.
Nice.
The last episode was awesome with Negan.
Like, yeah. Infiltrating.
Yeah.
Infiltrating the Whisperers.
Oh,
just talking shit to him the entire time. It's amazing, dude. He's walking around with Beta just giving him shit the entire time, and Beta's like, I'll fucking kill you. He's just not caring at all.
That's awesome. That's probably one of my favorite things about Negan in the comic books, is just like the relentless ration of shit that he gives absolutely everybody. It's my favorite.
Walking Dead's still out there. Walking Dead still some of my favorite TV shows.
The one before that was tough, because that was a Negan pretty heavy episode too.
It was like where Negan being socialized.
Yeah, he was like, it was almost like he was better.
Yeah.
He had spent all this time in jail, and you know, he left because he got framed for a murder.
And then he comes back.
And then, so he was out, and he had made kind of friends with his wife and kid. And he was showing the kid how to do some things, and he showed him how to not tap people and shit. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And then there's this dude who kind of tagged along with him, who was a Negan mark. Like, he fucking loved old Negan, like the saviors and all that shit. And he kills this family after Negan tells him to get the fuck out of here, you know, split, you know, let's go our separate ways. And he thought it was some kind of test. And so he comes back and just kills the kid and the mom. Huh. And fucking Negan just goes crazy and fucking stomps him with a rock and shit. It's insane. And then he forms the plan to go to the Whisperers. So it's been pretty Negan heavy.
I want to, culturally, can we ever get to the point where like our media isn't a sack of dicks? Like, because I think it was been weeks now since I read that Negan probably cuts the head off of Alpha. And like, the show's going down that I could see that happening now. And if that actually happens, can the media stop fucking spoiling shit? Like, fucking
no.
2 months in advance? Like, Jesus Christ.
I haven't read that. I mean, I know what happens.
No, I actually read, like, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, I saw, like, a news clipping for it. Because I got, like, little comic-related news clips on the top. And it was like, Negan cuts off the head of Alpha. I'm like, really?
I mean, but
like,
it's
fucking stop doing that.
I think a big part of the problem specifically with The Walking Dead is because the source material is so easily available that somebody just reads it, and whether that happens in the show or not, somebody's gonna say that.
And that's fine. You'd be like, we speculate this or we speculate that, as opposed to like,
well, I don't
this
think
is
they
what
know
happened.
Though. I don't think
but
they know.
The way
I
they
mean,
presented it
the
was
comic,
like, this
but
is gonna happen this way. And if it does happen that way, that'll be shitty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm saying, as far as the show goes, anything could happen, because we know they take different turns.
Right. They definitely take liberties with the source material.
It's just, God, I hate it. They spoiled like big comic events. It's like, Just stop.
Don't like, put it I on top of your clippings, bro.
No. But you don't. You can't even help it. You're scrolling through Facebook sometimes, and fucking someone just posts something. It's like shit is in your face everywhere.
My Facebook is mostly just memes. So yeah.
I also hate it. I see a headline, then I just don't read it. I'm like, I'll skip it.
Yeah,
yeah. But I can read a headline like before I can decide not to read it.
It's true. I don't know. I just don't care about spoilers I really and stuff don't anymore.
Either. I just don't want to know, like,
because it's just.
The thing is, though, they don't know. As far as I know, you know. No, what
I
mean?
I think it's what's gonna happen. I think they do know.
I think I know what's gonna happen based off of what, because I've read this whole series at this point. Yes. So I think I know what's gonna happen, and that's
yes. But we are people who have nothing to do with media,
right?
Like they are major media.
I don't want to say nothing, but we're press.
Yeah, we're definitely
media. We are media.
We're not that level of media.
I'm just saying, spoiler we're media. Alert.
We're media.
Yeah. If you don't know, now you know. I'm people. Not going to say the last part. You looked at me. You looked. We got 2 more years of press credentials from San Diego Comic Con.
I agree. We're to that degree, but I'm saying it's not the same thing.
I know. We're not Fox News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we tell the
truth. I'm glad we're not Fox News.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
There goes roughly 30% of our fan base.
People are like, well, they don't like Fox News? No, we don't like Fox News.
So, what else? Anything else good that you've been watching, reading? I picked up Snow Glass Apples, I think is what it's called. Let me look it up. It's Neil Gaiman's retelling of Snow White.
Why don't you go out there and get her, please? She didn't just get outside. She doesn't open doors.
Well, Juan opened the door, and she ran outside behind Juan. So it's called Snow Glass Apples. It's Neil Gaiman's retelling of Snow White, but the hero is the evil stepmother. And Snow White is Snow White because she's a vampire. And it's super, super beautifully drawn, and like the writing on it is.
That's funny because he talks about
notch.
He talks about that premise in his masterclass. So I did sign up for masterclass, and I've been taking his class.
Yeah,
which is not really. I mean, it is, but it's not
right.
That is super cool too. By the way, there are legitimately awesome people in multiple fields that you can follow.
Nice
for that. So. Do you know what I'm talking about at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's kind of like Great Courses Plus and that kind of stuff.
Different, because it's
it
like...
It is, but it's like specific.
Yeah, it's like taught to you. Like, right. And there's workbooks.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And things like that. So it's like, it's a lot different. But, yeah, I don't know. I give it high praise. So
nice, I'll have to check it out.
Even though I'm only like on... I can give you my login if you want, because it is like $20 a month. But.
Ooh, butt beating.
It's getting real.
It is getting real. Boss is here. Who did? Remind her that I will also beat her butt.
Why would you even do that?
Because they're asshole kids, and that's what asshole kids do.
I just can't. I'm trying to think of the scenario where I'm like, flip the curtains off.
I was right here. I didn't know that we had other things to do.
They're right here.
Yeah, the potatoes take an hour. The biscuits will take another 20 minutes. The turkey still is going to need one thing.
We've ruined Friendsgiving.
Where's that we?
Well, with that said, I think we're going to wrap up this episode. Hi, John. Yeah, John was on. So with that said, I think we are going to wrap up this episode. People are starting to show up for our Friendsgiving. We hope that you guys have an enjoyable weekend as well. Find us at www.totlb.com, and please go to our YouTube channel, tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. And subscribe and like and all of those things. We love you very much. We hope you guys have a great day.
And a great Friendsgiving of your own.
And we will be back next episode.
Yes.
Tim died.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.